Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I have a lot of wants in this world, and having a little baby girl, I've come to know a little bit about the needs and wants of children. She wants to be fed, but not always the food that we want to feed her. She wants to be entertained, but only for about 5 minutes per toy. And she wants to be awake, even if she's screaming the entire time. And it can be hard to manage the wants of a child, and honestly, it doesn't seem like it'll get much easier. Middle school children, they want to fit in with their friends. High schoolers want to be treated like adults, but taxes and rent are a no-go. Ask your typical college student what they want to do with their life, and you'll hear a career path. But once you're an adult, though, it doesn't stop. People want things. They want the physical comforts that life has to offer. They want vacations that are restful and fulfilling. You and I want those intangibles. Some peace and quiet every now and then. Hobbies that are relaxing. The security of a job. A faithful house full of children who will continue on to grow into Christian men and women. The list, it goes on and on. See, the wants that you and I have, they can cause us to pause a little bit at Psalm 23 if we pay attention. The verse that it begins says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Cause and effect. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. However, if you and I were to pray this psalm out loud, and perhaps a little bit more honest than we're used to, we might say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I hope he gives me what I want." And now you and I, we don't have these wants because of a lack of faith. It isn't sinful for you and me to want certain things. The danger is when we turn those wants into a need. You see, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It means that you and I will have all of our needs taken care of by God. The shepherd provides for his people. It's the same truth that you and I pray in the Lord's Prayer, that the Lord would give us our daily bread, which means that the Lord will provide for us in all of our needs. See, Jesus, he was sure to point this out to the people. See, he shows them how God's provided for the lilies of the field, for the birds of the air, how God has taken care of all of his creation. Christ assures the people that God cares even more for them. Christ, he takes the time to let them know that they're being taken care of by a God who loves them dearly. God who so loved them that he sent his only son to save them. I mean, when Scripture tells us about the creation of the universe, it talks about everything being perfect. There's no needs, there's no wants for Adam and Eve. God provided the very best of all creation for them. All it took, though, to unravel God's perfection in creation was the craftiness of the devil, the great liar who turned the eyes of Adam and Eve away from God. Because you and I know, just like Adam and Eve did, that God does provide for all of our needs. And he knows our wants. Because you and I know that the Lord is our shepherd, but the devil lies to us. And the devil makes us believe these lies. How often have we heard, "God helps those who help themselves"? Oh, you can pick yourselves up by your bootstraps. You've got this. God will never give you more than you can handle. These are the countless phrases you and I hear time and time again in difficulty. I mean, they're meant to be encouraging. They're meant to build us up so that we can face these fears. We can face the difficulties in our world. And we find them in so many places in our lives. Your Facebook wall is painted with these phrases, and these words are generously applied to countless songs on the radio. The encouragement that the world offers, well, they're meant to be words that inspire you and I to greater heights and to overcome adversity, and it might work for a little while, because this same liar then beats you down in the world. Satan runs you ragged until you feel absolutely drained. Maybe some of you are feeling that way right now. Because Satan says, look to yourself, believe in yourself. And slowly and surely, the great deceiver, he pulls our eyes away from the shepherd. And you and I fall into the trap. You and I can't even begin to help ourselves. We can't pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. We don't got this. See, if God only gave us what you and I could handle, we'd have a 3-hour workday. Families that were both incredibly involved and intimate, but at the same time knew exactly when to give you the proper time and distance. If God only gave us what we could handle, God wouldn't have given us Christ. Because Christ, he points us away from the things that we can handle. Christ points you and I to things that we don't want. I don't want to turn the other cheek. You and I, we struggle to comprehend the depths of this forgiveness and love that we're meant to show not just to our friends and family, but to our enemies and absolute strangers. I mean, this world, it tells us that we're meant to be giants. This world tells us we're supposed to be conquerors who don't take junk from anybody. You and I can handle that. We think that we can handle the trials of this life, and every time we need a pick-me-up, we just can toss in an inspirational movie like Rocky or The Blind Side, and that'll give us this motivation that reminds us that we are the heroes of our own story. Every time you begin to doubt, you can just turn on a song and you can hear Kelly Clarkson say, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The world lies. What doesn't kill you makes you weaker. Christ calls us to die. Christ calls us to die to self, just as he died for you. See, Christ points us to the one thing we do need, him. Christ came down from heaven to earth, died on a cross, and rose again so that you would have all that you need. The shepherd, he laid down his life because it's what his Father wanted. God wants to take care of our needs. God is the one who helps. God is the one who pulls us out of the depths. God's got this. It's what he always wanted. It's what we always needed. So be it. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.